And that's why I believe in you, because that is the greatest purpose. It's to love. Honest. It sounds corny. Whatever you want to say, I don't care. I love people because there is freedom and power in loving people.
Hello, all you positive heads out there. Thanks for tuning your beautiful brainwaves into another episode of the Positive Head Podcast, where we have the crazy belief that creating success and happiness is a daily conscious effort, which is why we provide you with a fresh serving of soul food for thought 5 days a week. I'm your host, Brandon Beecham, and each and every Wednesday, you can tune in to hear me interview a different consciousness changemaker that is out there working tirelessly to help catalyze change and expand awareness all across Spaceship Earth. On the other 4 weekdays, you can tune in to myself and my co-host, Dalian, giving interpretations of our favorite thought-provoking quotes, sharing a bit of inspiring or mysterious news, taking questions from the audience, and digging into any other mind-expansive topics that will help keep your soul fed by tuning you into positive vibrations on a regular basis. All right, all you positive heads, welcome back to another episode of the Positive Head Podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Beecham. I have Dalian the Alien here with me. Good morning, Dalian, sir.
I say hello if I feel like it. Gosh.
Okay, that's a new one.
Wink.
I'm not sure where that came from.
You're not? No. That didn't ring a bell immediately.
Sorry. That was slow. I'm slow. That was, what's his name? Napoleon.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
I award you a figurative piece of Starburst candy or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
a bag of Skittles.
Just what I need.
That's what you've won.
Some colored sugar squares.
Yes, exactly. That's what everyone needs.
Yeah, everyone needs.
Especially our children.
Yeah, especially our children and the dentist.
Yeah,
the dental industry.
Yeah, dentists definitely want you to think that. Yeah, that's a little goofy and weird and quirky and random, but. Not that that's surprised you terribly.
No, I've seen weirder.
Yeah, I know.
So let's see what's going on today.
I'm sorry. That was Napoleon Dynamite, by
Napoleon
the way.
A
movie.
Dynamite.
It's a great movie. You should watch
it. It is a great movie. I would agree. It's, yeah, definitely classic. All right, then, jumping right into the show. I suppose we already jumped into the show, but we'll jump into the deeper into the pool. Into the reviews. We got some reviews today. Always a pleasure, and gets my day set on the right foot. You guys hear me talk about this. Always so appreciative to get feedback from you all. It helps us to reach more people when you do review, and of course share with friends and family and all those things. We just want to spread the positivity as much as possible. We want to connect with you guys more, so please write in and write your questions. We are going to be featuring some of them, or we just address them on the show, and or having people on the show to talk to you guys directly. So we want to connect more. So positivehead.com, you can write in. And of course, please share the podcast with any and everyone who you think would benefit. As far as the reviews for today, let's see. I've got a review, Dalian, from Smiling Dolphin. And this is on iTunes.
You have a review from a Smiling Dolphin?
Yeah, I think so. I always knew they were smart, but man, now it looks like they've evolved to the point where they can type on a computer. Keep on doing awesome work. I started listening to your show early this year, and now it's the only consistent podcast I listen to every day driving to work. I was very depressed last year and finally said to myself, enough is enough. I vowed to make my physical, psychological, spiritual well-being a priority, and I found you guys. You both are awesome. I'm now very interested in spiritual growth and have been reading books, including ones from Abraham. I will keep on thinking positive. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mr. Smiling Dolphin. I don't know how you keep the pages dry underwater, but no. Okay. Enough bad jokes for one day. Very, very appreciative of you taking the time to review, and so happy to play a small role in your choice to you know, step up your vibration, your energy, and to take control. Because that's the thing. So many people feel that they don't have control over their lives when it's just a choice. It's always a choice. Every moment is another chance to turn it all around. And it's so inspiring to see someone who's, you know, hey, I was very depressed. Now I vowed to make it my priority to turn things around. That's, you know, not just... letting life happen to you. You're happening to it, right? So it's a beautiful thing. All right, then. Well, moving along, Dalian, let's see here what we've got to talk about. One of the things I thought would be cool to do, we've been getting all the time we hear from people about their synchronicity stories. And of course, we talk about synchronicity always on, you know, quite a bit on the show. And so it's funny how often that relates or relays into listeners having synchronicities surrounding episodes or surrounding something that we talked about. And then, you know, we literally get these stories all the time and we haven't shared them all, but I figured, you know what? Let's share a few of these. These are great. And this one is by Robert. Robert wrote in the other day and said, "Hey, Brandon, I just wanted to tell you about a synchronicity. While listening to podcast number 235, I had the idea to listen to Wayne Dyer's Ah meditation. It is a meditation I've been doing on and off since 1998. I didn't even know he had an Ah meditation, huh, Dalian? So we were talking about Ah, of course, the other day. And anyway, back to what he wrote. Before I got a chance to tune to that saved Wayne Dyer Hay House podcast with the Ah meditation, the next autoplay Positive Head podcast started, and it was episode 222. I somehow missed that episode. The subject interested me, so I continued to listen. The synchronicity is that you played a version of Wayne Dyer explaining the Ah sound I hadn't heard before. A similar thing happened the week prior. I tried to watch Teal Swan's Love Yourself video and my battery died out. Then the next Positive Head podcast I listened to had that very video featured in it. I appreciate your positive energy. Thank you." Really cool. So it's just incredible when you see these sorts of things, huh, Dalian? You know, people are tuned into a certain vibration. They start picking up on, you know, right before our podcast autoplayed, he's thinking, I should go back to that meditation that I've been listening to for almost 20 years. And it's exact same subject matter. Of course, you guys can check it out as well if you haven't. Episode 222, talking about the power of Ah and so forth. And on the flip side, I'm interested in checking out this Wayne Dyer Ah meditation. So thank you, Robert, for sharing. That sounds really, really cool. Let's see. We have one more that I thought I would share. And this is, you remember our buddy Black Magic from a couple weeks ago who wrote in and sort of had a mixed review on iTunes, and that we were actually really appreciated, you know, and in his case, he had heard that and wrote in and, you know, a pretty well thought out lengthy email that was really, really cool. It was great to hear from Black Magic again. And he said, "I also wanted to," and I'll just read part of that email, the synchronicity piece. He said, "I also wanted to mention that there was a bit of a synchronicity with the episode in that the title, You Are Not Your Body, and the subject of out-of-body experiences was timely, as it has been something on my mind a lot lately." So basically the same episode where we talked about, you know, his review, we also talked about out-of-body experiences. He's been thinking about this. He says, "Look, though it's not a new subject for me, I'd spent most of the evening on 8-8 experimenting with meditation and out-of-body experiences, not successfully getting out, haha, and thought how odd that the episode subject coincided with this as well as my review. I don't know if there's much more to it than that, but interesting. It's strange because I'd just been thinking about synchronicity and hadn't personally experienced anything for some time until this. Maybe I'm due for an out-of-body experience, haha." So once again, really cool, you know, here you just see these, I always say like layers of the onion, right? It's just so intertwined, and you can, when you're paying attention to it, it happens more and more, and it just, it's one of those things that just makes you feel really good about I'm in flow. That's really what it makes me feel like. I'm in the right flow when I'm seeing synchronicity. That's the probably the number one overwhelming it's a wink from the universe. It's a nod. It's like, look at this. This is good, and you're in tune with it. And so I don't think there's anything more powerful, because it's not coming really from outside of you. It's like, well, maybe you're getting outside stimuli with these synchronicities, but then it's it's sort of being tied together in a way that's like a stamp of approval from the universe, right? It's like a validation. And in his case, of course, there's some sort of, you know, back and forth on his mindset and perspective. And so I love with Black Magic, it's sort of showing him that, you know, hey, this direction is a direction for you. This is the one. And that's sort of what I even wrote back to him, is like, hey, it seems like you have one foot in one world and one in the other to some degree. And the cool thing is you get to choose which one you want to put more energy into. So I love this. Very, very cool. Thank you, Black Magic, for sharing.
Yeah, I wonder, Brendan, if synchronicity, if it has any kind of a negative component at all. I mean, it doesn't seem like it, because as I was just thinking about this, I'm like, when have I ever had a synchronicity when I was really upset? Does anyone ever get them when they're really angry or confused? Yeah, I don't think you can possibly. I think that you have to be in at least a neutral state, mm-hmm. meaning no resistance, right? Because synchronicity is something that you definitely see more of if you begin to open yourself up to it. So I think it's infamous that there's many cases out there when people hear the word synchronicity, they're like, what? Synchronicity? What is that? Oh, interesting idea. Mm-hmm. They're initially exposed to it, and boom, right then, synchronicity will happen pretty quickly or in short order after, right? But I don't know that I could have a synchronicity if I was really angry at someone, or, you know, really just in my head thinking negative thoughts.
You're just instantly disconnected from source, right? Yeah. It's kind of like what we talked about on the previous Daily Show. You're sort of unplugging from source when you're judging or angry or any of those sorts of feelings. And synchronicity seems to be the opposite when you're very plugged in and in tune. And it's, you're either, as you said, neutral or in a positive, open mindset. And so it's sort of like here you go. Let me give you a sort of a nudge, a wink, a stamp of approval that this is a path. This is the direction. You're doing it right.
Yeah.
And, I think that's a very interesting point you bring up, and one I really haven't given much consideration to, but
yeah, maybe one of our listeners, if they've had such an experience, can, you know, call in, write in or whatever, let us know, hey, you know, I was once really depressed or whatever, or going through a very difficult period, and the synchronicities were really sort of blatant, sort of like
maybe if you're in a negative state and you get a synchronicity leading you to something, you know, more positive, perhaps.
Yeah, that would be awesome. But I suspect that you have to be more kind of, you know, in a neutral state or at peace.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we're not exactly experts, but we are indeed very interested in the subject.
Yes, we have some ideas.
And the more, we definitely have ideas. We're never short on those. And, you know, the more interested you become, the more they seem to flow and happen. There's so many in our lives now. It's just kind of laughable. But, all right. Well, moving right along, we also, as I mentioned earlier, we love to get questions from you guys. So don't be shy. Write in. We may even bring you on the show. We want to do more of this. And we had a interesting question from, we'll call him Lee here. This guy didn't want to share his full name or anything like that, because not sure, just due to some of the subject matter, I thought I'll shorten it to Lee. And Lee wrote, you guys are awesome. I listen to you guys every day. Consciousness evolution is very important to me. So I was wondering, what are your thoughts on psychedelics? Are they a doorway to knowledge and wisdom, or are they just drugs that make you spun out? I'd really like to hear what you say. So this is a cool question. And it's one, of course, we've talked about psychedelics and things like this a lot. It's been a little while, right? And so we probably, first off, Lee, what I would probably recommend, or one of the things I would definitely recommend, not probably, is going back and checking out interviews with Pablo Miller, a shamanic facilitator friend of mine, who has a lot of insight into this. Rick Doblin, the head guy over at MAPS, the Multidisciplinary Association for Psychedelic Studies. Let's see, we did Mitch Schultz, who did the DMT, the Spirit Molecule documentary. What else have we had? We had others. We did the Ibogaine episode, and that was with the
Spirit over, Science folks, Nick Polizzi.
Nick Polizzi and the guys over at Crossroads, guys and gals over at Crossroads. That was like three people on.
Oh, yeah. Deanne Adamson.
Yeah.
And Martin Polanco.
Yep. And so, yeah, I would check out all those podcasts. It's been a little while since we've talked extensively about this subject matter, but my instant response is, are psychedelics a doorway to knowledge and wisdom? They certainly most definitely can be. Can you get spun out if you were doing psychedelics every day and taking LSD for breakfast, lunch, and dinner? You probably could get in a state that wouldn't necessarily be so positive and leading to knowledge and wisdom. So they're a tool. They're a medicine. A lot of people refer to them as medicine. You know, you go to, you know, a transformational festival, you hear, oh, what medicine are you on? And if you're on one, you know, you don't have to be. It's just one. I mean, there's people who achieve psychedelic states, altered states of consciousness, all kinds of way. Meditation, breath work. So they're just one way, Lee, is what I would say. And like anything in life, it can be really good. Water can be really, really good for you, they say. Water could be really, really bad for you if you drink too much of it. So,
it can kill you. It can even kill you.
It can kill you. So, you know, there's that's the quick and short answer that I can give you. And that is, they can be an incredible medicine for a lot of people. I know a lot of people, it seems like psilocybin mushrooms were like sort of their gateway first experience with psychedelics that really transformed their reality. And of course, now they're seeing how good psychedelics like psilocybin is for people with PTSD, or ketamine for people who are suicidal. They say it's like one of the, if not the best thing you can give someone. Of course, ayahuasca, a lot of people are talking about ayahuasca and the healing that can come from ayahuasca or Ibogaine or Iboga. You have people that are heroin addicts who are going and taking this, and it literally is like changing their brain with one dosage. It's like the closest thing to a miracle drug or cure that there is, I would say. And you can hear a lot of talk about that in the Crossroads interview and forthcoming, actually, with Maria Teresa Chavez. We talk about this as well, because she works with that medicine quite frequently. So definitely, Lee, it's something that is powerful. Is it for everyone? No. Is it, you know, I think it's been really condemned in our society on purpose. You know, Terrence McKenna said, psychedelics are illegal, not because a loving government is concerned that you may jump out of a third story window. Psychedelics are illegal because they dissolve opinion structures and culturally laid down models of behavior and information processing. They open you up to the possibility that everything you know is wrong. So, I would go even a step further. They open you up to everything that is right. And that is that people have these experiences of oneness. All is one. I'm connected to all things. And it's certainly been repressed in our society. Thank goodness that's changing. People are starting to open their eyes. There's so much research being done to show how beneficial they can be. But there's no easy answer for all people all the time, but there's certainly a lot of good that can come from it. I know personally, I've experimented with psychedelics. I enjoy them. But I've also felt like I've reached a point with some psychedelics where it's like, okay, I feel like I've kind of gotten what I can from that at times, you know. It's really a very personal thing, and you have to really look at yourself. And of course, they can be difficult depending on where you're at internally. They can be extremely blissful. So, but overall, I would say they're powerful medicine that, used in the right context, can be absolutely incredibly beneficial. But not always.
Yeah, absolutely. And they can definitely be, they can serve as that doorway, Brandon. But as you well know, the psychedelics don't have the answers. The sort of truth that we all seek, which isn't one, by the way, of course, it's truth with many facets, but that cannot be found in psychedelics either. They are really great at showing, and really, I think that essentially the very subjective nature of truth in our reality, really, or our perception of it. But as in all things, what you get out of them is, you know, really hinges on what you bring to them. And the common factor always in every experience, really, psychedelics or not, is you. Is your own inner state, your own psychological state, right? What you will always hear if you, you know, dive into psychedelics and the taking of them, the experience of, you know, using them is set and setting. One thing that Terrence McKenna stressed very highly, I think he was one of the ones that early on was just all about this, right? And it's the fact that kind of like the, you know, famous Star Wars scene from Empire Strikes Back when Luke goes into that tree in the planet Dagobah, right? What you bring with you determines what experience you will have. He brought his weapons in there, so he had a fearful experience, right?
Right.
Set and setting determines what kind of experience you're going to have. So I would definitely not recommend that you do a lot of acid and watch like the news nonstop,
right?
That's going to set you in a very negative, I think you can see why, right?
Yeah.
Psychedelics will make you, what they will do is they'll make you extremely open to things that you're not normally open to.
Yeah.
That can be incredibly wonderful if that openness is exactly what you need at that moment in your life. However, as many people have discovered, if you're not ready to handle that, it can, you know, be harsh. It can be anything from harsh to highly disruptive in your life.
Right.
So what's going to ensure that that's beneficial to you? Your set and setting, your emotional state, your psychological state.
Yeah. It's going to remove the veil oftentimes of sort of, you're going to have an expanded awareness and expanded, consciousness. And it's also oftentimes going to bring up the blockages that you have. And so that's where people can have the difficult journeys. But these are things that need to be brought to the surface to be worked through and processed. That's a lot what ayahuasca, you know, work with ayahuasca is about. For many people, that's their experience too. Here's this blockage. It's coming to the surface. I can see it in a new light. I can process it more fully. And as a result, there's growth that happens. So, so any and all of these things can sort of happen. And to me, I think they're really powerful and amazing used in the right context. Now, moving along, I want to talk a little bit. I want to take it a little bit on a different tangent here, because it was interesting. Lee had written Dalen just a few days ago, and you know, we're getting more and more feedback from listeners as the podcast continues to grow. You know, it's definitely growing sort of at a pretty quick rate, thanks to all you guys sharing with friends and family and things like that. And so it's harder and harder to answer all the responses and emails and questions, and you know, and we try and really get to that, and at some point we're probably going to have someone help with those sorts of things as we grow bigger. But you know, so Lee, I'd like this question. I'm like, oh yeah, we're going to definitely address that. But it's only, you know, if you've heard in, you know, I don't know, a few days ago or something. It was so funny because I was preparing for this recording, and right before we go into record, I open a message, and it's Lee writing back in after days saying, oh, thanks for not responding. It only takes 2 seconds, right? And of course, this is something that people can get into very easily. And it's funny because I literally just planned to make almost a whole episode around the question. So I said, look, what if I was planning to take more than a second and actually respond on the show and then write you and say, hey, check out the recording. We addressed your question. And so it led to a great just subject matter that's totally off topic. And that is expectation and agitation and putting something out there and needing some sort of response or feedback just is something that I know I've done as well. So it's not pointing a finger at Lee. I just thought it was a really interesting, the timing of it was really interesting, because literally I just finished preparing to respond to this question, planning to go into recording, and I see this sort of agitated, oh, thanks for not responding. And so sometimes you don't see the full picture. You don't have any idea how much is going on when you reach out to someone, or maybe, you know, how much, maybe they plan to get back to you. Maybe they don't. If they don't, that's okay too. And I think that's the important thing, is to really lose expectation. I always say expectation is the enemy. And this is, I can relate so much to Lee's sort of expectation or agitation. I've reached out to people before and gotten irritated because they didn't respond. And then of course they come back around. What I found is when you let it go and you don't need any particular response, and you certainly don't judge it because you don't fully know. It's not that no one wanted to respond. It's that there's so much going on. And really we got back to him quicker than most is the funny thing, Dalen. But, and of course to answering it on the show, because it was a great question and one we haven't talked about in a minute. So I just wanted to use this opportunity. I'm really grateful for the question. I'm really grateful for sort of that response because it allowed me to highlight something that is so important in all of our lives. If you put something out there, if you're trying to connect with someone, if you're trying to, you know, get any sort of feedback, whatever it may be, any kind of connection from someone, do so, but do so without expectation. Do so without agitation because you never fully know the full story. You never know what's going on with them. And if someone, if something is meant for you, it will come to you. If you needed that answer, you really wanted the our feedback, which I'm really appreciative that you wanted to even hear our opinion on this matter. If it's really something for you and there's something there for you, Lee, it's going to happen. It's going to come. And if it's not, it's not for you anyway. So I'd really challenge you. And what a great opportunity this provides, lesson here for all of us is, you know, put something out there, let go of expectation. If it's meant for you, the answer will come back. If it's not, if I had never responded, we had never responded, we ignored. Well, guess what? Then there was no good information for you there. And just, you know, learning to flow with what happens and not needing any certain response is, you know, man, you talk about a way to be unhappy in life is to be tied to what others think or do. and it's not just Lee, it's all of us. We've got to get this lesson. And so I'm really grateful that it unfolded as it did. The timing of it was really interesting and perfect to help make Lee, really helped make this episode even more impactful and profound. So thank you for being Lee. Thank you for what you do and keep it up, man. You can, You will grow from this interaction and hopefully have some insight into your question too. Alrighty then, Dalian, we are out of imaginary time for yet another episode, but we will be back. We have a song here to leave you lovely listeners with. This is a producer from France I've played a few times that I really like a lot. Clozee, C-L-O-Z-E-E. And this song is called Koto. Hope you enjoy.